Savut Selam,
Gola Smira,
Barış Sesi,
Voice of Peace,
Shvido Bishma,
Bapa Oren Ani,
Wadive,
Voz de la Paz,
Skavara Mafiant,
Stopa Jack Hunger.
Hallo ihr Lieben, ihr hört Freirad, 105.9 Großraum Innsbruck. Ich bin Sophia und das ist Voice of Peace. Mit mir heute moderieren Jamal Khan und Hamin Aboragif. Und hello boys.
Hello Sophia.
How's hello Sophia.
Time? Yeah,
we have
long
you
time.
Now in the studio.
Yeah, and...
Yeah, now we go back.
So Sophia, the first you have to tell us that how was your trip? Because you was on holiday.
Yeah, it was just a perfect...
Just tell us something about
just
your journey.
Just perfect.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, we want to hear.
I want go back and for 3 weeks was not enough for me. You know.
Okay, your fan was waiting for your sound this long time, so they want to know about
yeah, my fans.
And they want to know about their celebrity like you. So tell your fans that what
yeah,
the, how was your trip.
Yeah, my trip was very good, very nice. I was visiting my sister in Georgia, and there was a beautiful and too hot, you know, a 44 or 47, it's too hot for me
yeah,
also.
Yeah, and my country is like 55, you
oh,
know. Can you imagine? Can you imagine, you know?
No. But you know, in Georgia there is a Black Sea, and because of sea, I can tell that it was not so intensive.
A little bit more comfortable. Nice.
But you know, without sea, I cannot imagine
55 without sea. You know,
no. and yes, it was a very very beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah, but also maybe if we can like also speak a little bit about it, you know, Georgia. About Georgia. So now, can you like maybe tell us about which city or how many cities they have stake for tourism, you know, there, and the people from where they is coming
for tourists,
you know,
normally.
Tourists. You know. We must. I must tell you that Georgia is a very small country. You know, it's a very small country, and the biggest territories and most beautiful territories from Georgia is occupied from Russia. Yeah, and since 1993, Abkhazia, where I was born, is occupied, and the Georgian cannot visit Abkhazia also. Yeah. And that's why economically, when the small country has not under his power a biggest and beautiest territories, then economic situation is also will be not fine. Yeah. And when was Soviet Union, because Georgia was also in Soviet Union, everything was fine. Because Georgia is a small country, but nature is a wonderful nature. Yeah, I mean, truly, it's not a. I say it's not because I'm Georgian, but it's the people who knows about the world and nature. They can think and they can tell that I'm all right. You know, nature is perfect, and there is a lot of fruits. And Georgia has a vine tradition is thousand of years. And in Soviet Union, in so biggest country then, Soviet Union as 15 countries was there, 70% vine was from a so small country as a Georgia.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine what kind of export has done Georgia then?
Yeah.
And also mineral water, and also fruits and citrus, mandarins, and everything, you know? And right now, because of different situation, political situation also, Russian not buying nothing from Georgia, you know, nothing.
Nothing anymore.
Nothing anymore. Not wine, not mineral water, you know, not fruits, because in Georgia everything, kiwi is also everything. Nothing. And Georgia, of course, are trying to sell the everything that
some neighbor or something neighbor countries
to Europe also, but you know, Europe has a French for good wine, and who wants yet Georgian wine here? I mean, in Europe, but I think that in future it will be better.
And also, and also, I think it's like a very maybe important point that Russia is like, it's like really big country, you know.
Of course.
So, so of course, you know, they take it maybe it's like many things from Georgia, and they can take it more, you know, from other countries. But when Georgian they want like. Make it like some business with another country, you know, exactly maybe with neighbors. This a little bit, you know, you need like to spend more more time and more work, hard work to find
you
some
know,
countries.
You're right, but we must tell about neighbors, you know. Our big neighbor is Russia. Russia and Turkey also. But, you know, Russian people and Russia knows about Georgia everything, you know. And for example, here in Europe, when you say that I'm Georgian and did you heard about Georgian wine or something like this, no one knows. And Russian, they when they go to a supermarket or something like this and they see wine from different countries and they see also a wine from Georgia, they will buy a Georgian wine because it was like a tradition so many years. It's also we must talk about this, and because of political different situation between Russia and Georgia, it's not impossible today, but if it's impossible, it's impossible not with 100% as well it for 30 years or something like this. It is something like 3 or 4%. Can you imagine? It's nothing.
I think I imagine that because maybe it's like as you said, you know, maybe it's like Georgian wine. For example, for Russian people, this look like Italian or French wine here, you know, in Austria.
Yeah, you're right.
And I think I already maybe I have like a little bit maybe I have already vision about Georgian because I told you, my father all the time, like he visit almost. He visited.
I saw.
Georgian.
I saw in Batumi. There, it's a. Big city in the second big city in Georgia, and there is a Black Sea and there is a towers, you know, Donald Trump has a also there is a hotels and everything. And I saw many lot of Arabic peoples, and it was for me surprise, you know, because for 10 years or 15 years there is no Arabic people. And I think that it's very positive and good for Georgia because right now in 21st century, Georgia must live from tourism. And to us, to Georgia comes a lot of Ukrainian people. I just don't know how many percent, but, you know, I think there's... something like 22% from tourists are from Ukraine, and also Russia a little bit, and many tourists are from Azerbaijan and also from Armenia, because in Armenia there is no sea. And also Arabic people, yeah. You know.
You asked me, you asked me already about this, but maybe I can answer you now about it. I think because the Georgian this look like this the same nature for like so many countries in Europe, you know.
Yeah.
And the people they go there because it's like more cheaper, you know.
Yeah.
And also.
Do you think
they
so?
They have the same.
You know, I don't think so. There is everything is expensive.
Yeah,
at least
for maybe if we speak about London or about France, you know, because it's like really very. But now maybe you can also ask our colleague Jamal. Hello, Jamal.
Hello, guys.
Jamal,
I was just wanted to know about Sofia. That Sofia, if like I want to go there. Like for a trip or something like with you guys. Which language we have to learn?
It will be nice.
Yeah, they speak English or their your second language is Russia or English?
With the languages, there is also a difficult situation because, of course, when there was a Soviet Union, the second language was Russian. Yeah. Our first language is Georgian language. Okay. And Georgian language is a very old language. Mm-hmm. And in the world, there is a 14 languages that have own alphabet and Georgia has a own alphabet. And it's... just different language that not same with any other languages. But since 1993, the second language in Georgia is English.
Okay.
That's perfect. Yeah. Because if you want to go there, we don't need...
I must to tell you that the new generation in Georgia right now, they are talking...
perfect
I don't know.
English.
Every second child can good English, but every 10 or 15 can a little bit Russian.
Yeah.
And of course, it is you know when the Russians comes and they are speaking in Russian and a new generation understand nothing. Yeah. You know, and
nothing or something.
Something.
A little bit. Yeah.
You know, a little bit.
Yeah. They make them angry.
They are very hungry.
Yeah, they
make them angry.
But generation, my generation, I'm 32. My generation can good Russian.
Yeah.
But a new generation, 15 years or 16 years kids, they cannot good Russian. They learn Russian in school, but... as a foreign language and not from first class, from fifth class or something like this. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but maybe if I want to ask you, Jamal, in Afghanistan, the Afghani people, where they normally go to, like, to visit, like, which country they like it or, like...
For visiting or for tourists?
Yeah, of course.
For tourists, we have a very good friend country, a very, very, very good friend country, India. Because Indian and Afghanistan friendship is more than 500 years, and after that,
similar culture,
similar culture, and Afghanis all really love India because from
you're the first one because I know that
was my dream to become an Indian actor.
I have one question. You tell right now that there is a similar culture. I just don't understand. Yeah. What do you mean? Afghani people, they have...
We have a Hindu people.
Also?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because of the... Afghanistan has a kingdom. Mm-hmm. They go to... And they take all India. Mm-hmm. And the king was from Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. And he did the Taj Mahal.
Yeah. Okay,
that Taj Mahal was did by Afghanis.
This is very famous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because of that, Indian and Afghanistan people has a good relationship. And all the times when Afghanistan has a bad situation, India is helping. The first guy who is helping Afghanistan, that's India. Yeah. And the amazing thing that Afghanistan, many people of Afghanistan, they doesn't went to India. They didn't see India.
Really?
But they can speak very good Hindi. You know, because they watch all the time Indian movies.
Okay.
All the time. And we have like.
When I was a child, I just watched a lot of Indian movies because it was like a, you know.
Yeah, but Jamal, Jamal, maybe in because we already we spoke about the second language, and in India we know the second language or maybe the first language. This is English, you know.
English. Yeah.
So in Afghanistan, the second language Indian?
No, in Afghanistan, the second language is English, because at the first, as say Sophia said that on my father's time, the second language was Russian, same like here. Okay. But you have to learn Russia. But right now, if you
yeah, because speak, of politics, yeah, because yeah. Russia has helped yeah.
Nowadays because
Afghanistan with the army, yeah,
yeah, something, yeah, yeah.
As I remember, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The, because all Russian was come to Afghanistan
yeah.
for a long time,
yeah.
So and that they have a friendship before that.
Yeah.
Afghanistan and Russia has a good friendship also. So, and nowadays in Afghanistan, if you don't have, you cannot speak English. So okay. that's very difficult for you to find a job. And
okay.
yeah, it's really difficult. Mm-hmm. A person who is working or selling cigarette.
Yeah.
I'm sure that he can speak very good English.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because really... it's important for him. It's... And one amazing thing was for me when I was in Afghanistan. So when I was walking on the road, so mm-hmm. people would know me. And there was two girls. They was bigger. Mm-hmm. They said yeah. that give me money, yeah. help me, or mm-hmm. they sell some chewing gums,
mm-hmm.
and they sell sometimes pain. These things. And when she was all the time saw me, she was shout for me that Jamal Khan, Jamal Khan. I said yes. She said, okay, now I found you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Give for 1 month my money yeah. because I cannot see you for 1 month.
Yeah.
I said, for every day you want to charge me? She said yes, because you guys are on the TV and this we cannot see you all the time. So she can speak more than 10 languages.
Mm-hmm.
That was amazing for me. That I said for her, how you learn? She was working on a street. We have a street by the name of Chicken Street.
Mm.
That's all tourist peoples are coming there, all tourists. And she can speak Chinese, she can speak Italy, she can speak English. And she was learn these things all from, in a very good English, from the road. And sometimes I was
asked... These are peoples who has yeah, a talent, you know?
Yeah. They have
and
a talent.
There is, in every country, there is a lot of people who has a talent.
Talent sometimes.
There is a people who learned every day and night, and in 5 years can just nothing to tell. You know, there is it must to be talent also.
Yeah.
And right now we are doing some music pause. And we will listen something from Ed Sheeran or okay. whatever. Okay, so please
have a technique man, he'll play music. Let's hear, guys. Thank you. Hello guys, welcome back. So Sofia, we and you, so we talk already about Georgia.
Sofia.
And Afghanistan. Yeah, Sofia.
Not Sofia.
Sofia.
She don't accept Sofia.
She don't accept.
I just talked about Afghanistan and you talked about Georgia. So let's hear about Hamid. What's okay. happening in Iraq? So what's your second language?
Sorry, first I wanted to... Do you want to talk about tourism in Iraq? Because I have some information that today happens a terror attack in London, and first it will be better if we speak about this.
Okay. Okay. So let's guys hear the situation has changed.
Okay.
So, okay. Let's hear okay. Sofia. I start from you.
Yeah,
so.
Today I mean it's breaking news from today morning in London there was a terror attack one more time, and yeah, you know, for this time there is no deaths, but something like 35 persons are in hospital, and yeah, you know, I just don't understand the situation in 21st century with terrorism and with terror attacks, and it is so difficult to speak about this because we are living in Austria, in Europe, in heart of Europe, and we just don't know what happens tomorrow. And with us, with our kids, and in a big, I mean, marked somewhere when we are in shopping or something like this. And I just, you know, I wrote about the terrorists and they nationalities, and I just, and it was not from American side, it was from one very big and famous Russian portal, and they are right there that the first nationality that have, I mean, the major nationality from terrorists is Iran, then Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. I just, because of, I am, you know, Christian, or because, I don't know. I just had no so big interest about the difference between Iranian culture and Iraqian culture, or because they are not neighbor lands, also from Georgia or Ukraine, because of everything, you know. I just don't know nothing about the difference between the. Cultures and lands, because for me it was something like you know, very friendly and very same countries. Can you tell me different between these two countries, Iraq and Iran? Yeah. And I want to speak about this very, you know, I think that it's very important to hear from you, from Muslim people, about why in 21st centuries are so many Muslims in terror attack. Because when we speak about history, there was a lot of Christian terrorists also, but they are forget right now, and yeah, all of the world just see Muslim terrorists, you know, and it is something like a propaganda, or what is this, you know? Can you explain? And can you tell me something?
I think it's like, firstly, we can't say it's like Muslim terrorist, you know. We can't say it's like terrorist, you know. They come from it's like Muslim country or from it's like this culture. Maybe if we start between, we make like some what is different between Iran and Iraq. If we speak maybe about the list, you know, so I think you are a journalist, and I also saw, we know already the list all the time. This is about politic reason, you know. About this, you know.
But for me, interesting about cultures are different.
Yeah, of course. I will talk also about this, but about the list, I think all the time the list, this is coming from big countries like Russia or America or or some European countries, you know, but this also with some politic reason or with some politic background, they take this decision or they put the countries in list. For example, for list for terrorist countries, it's like President of America, Donald Trump, you know, he put it 7 countries, Iraq included, the first time. After that, you know, after 2 weeks, you know, he take off Iraq because he say, you know, Iraq, it's our friend, you know, this friend of us, you know, this is not terrorist anymore.
But my question was not about the list from countries, 7 countries or something. My question was, why do you think that in 21st century, so many terror attacks and the major nationality from terrorists is has a Muslim background, you know.
But I think this also is important to at least like give some clearness about list also,
yeah,
you know.
Okay,
so in the end, I think of course this is some terrorists, you know, they come from these countries, but from other countries also.
Of course.
You know, in the end, to me, I think it's like we can't give or we can't find it's like a justification, you know, for any terrorist act, you know, because in the end, the terror, you know, this is terrorism. Whatever, you know, in Iraq, in America, in London, and other place, you know, the terrorist, this is terrorist, you know.
Of course.
Yeah. About the Muslim people or about the Muslim countries, I think we need like really a long time to explain all things, but maybe if we just take a title for that, you know. The first, like, two reasons for that, you know, this politic problems, you know, exactly in Middle East. And the politic problem also with some, it's like so many parts, you know. The first part, the people, they feel it's like unfair sometime, you know. Or the people, they make it this, like, terrorist act, you know, or attack. For political target, you know, this is also it's very important. Exactly in Iraq, you know, because I am from Iraq, so I know what has happened in my country. And about religion, you know, this another reason. About religion, I think you know, sometimes like you can't say give freedom about everything. When you have some people, you know, they teach some rules, you know, or they teach the religion with the, it's like, wrong side, you know, you should stop here, you know, and you should stay clear.
Do you mean right now that Christian countries or government learn or give some rules to Muslim countries and it's wrong?
No.
You want to say this?
No. I mean about this, like, fighting groups, you know, it's like ISIS, you know, Daesh, about Al-Qaeda, about some different fighting groups, you know. Yeah. This is coming
because as I know
from,
in Quran
from Islam,
in Quran is nothing bad. It's everything just like in Biblia. Everything just Quran learns to be a good person, a good man, and to not to kill someone or something like this. And that's why I just don't understand why it's so. Yeah. Is it cliche or what is this?
Tell you about it. You know, the wrong side. It's not from another country. You know, from some groups. You know. They playing, you know, with the in vocabularies, you know, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. in words, you know, mm-hmm. and they bring the Quran, you know, and they say to me, yeah, the Quran say that, mm-hmm. say that. In the end, the Quran, you know, this like really, it's like heavy book, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You can't stay just you read it and okay, I take it, it's like, you know. As I understand, no, we have like some books, you know, this explain, you mm-hmm. know, what is meaning this in Quran.
Mm-hmm.
The point, you know, the fighting groups or the like terrorist groups, you know, they think about it, you know, in this point, you know,
mm-hmm.
they come to some guys, you know, they just teach them like wrong rules or wrong mm-hmm. Things, you know. To say to them, okay, now you know you should like do something. You bombing here, mm-hmm. you just make some explosion here, you kill someone. Of course, some people they already like murder, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they have this like psychology mm-hmm. problem, mm-hmm. you know. So we don't speak about this kind of mm-hmm. person,
mm-hmm.
but we speak about. Why is like now is like this look like
I want to stop you here about persons who has problems, you know. There is a lot of the persons who are, you know, for me sick, you know, because there was also a Christian in USA or everywhere, terrorists. Is it not terrorism when you are come to school and you are murderers, something like 15 or 16 or 20 school children.
Yeah.
And in the end, it's suicide. You know, in USA, it's every 3 or 4 years happens like something like this, and we know about it, and it's also for me terror attack. Sorry, but is it not?
Of course.
Yeah.
We said, you know, that the terrorist. This is being the terror. You know, this terror, whatever. You know, here or London or everywhere, but I mean, you know. This like ISIS, Daesh, you know, or before Al-Qaeda, or now it's like some another fighting groups, you know, they take it the political problems, you know, because, you know, now in Middle East, it's like really so many like political problems. And I think it's like off of this list, this from Middle East,
mm-hmm.
yeah, you know, so they take it this political problem, you mm-hmm. know. And they just give motivation to the guys, you know. Okay, you know, now we have reason to make something against some government or some people, because in the end, you know, can you now like you just check the internet or mm-hmm. some papers, you know, it's like most of the factum for ISIS or another fighting mm-hmm. groups, this from Islam, but the factums also from Islam.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this. So this is meaning this like really politic playing.
Yeah.
You know.
And how do you think can the world do something against ISIS? You know, what? How do you see our world in 5 or 10 years?
Yeah, you know, now maybe if you ask someone, it's like 10 years ago, yeah. You know, he will say to you, okay, you know, we will send some like military, you know, yeah. or some like special group,
yeah.
to kill them and this is finished.
Yeah.
But now I can say it's like.
Your prognosis.
Now it's like unfortunately, you know, now it's like really, now it's very difficult. You know why?
You have no hope.
No, it's not about no hope, but now.
No hope.
Of course I have, I think, you know, we will finish it. But,
yeah.
But now I think this is difficult. You know why? Because now the media, they also help the.
Yeah, yeah.
The terrorist, you know, mm. and also we help them, you know, when we publish it, you know, this mm-hmm. like criminal, you know, mm-hmm. or when we say just make share or do
is it better not to speak about it?
Of course, you know, now here in Europe mm-hmm. and in America, you know,
yeah.
just find to me one TV or one paper, newspaper, you know. They put it picture or video, you know, to someone they say the ISIS like kill them, mm-hmm. you know, life.
Mm-hmm.
So no one, it's not allowed here, mm-hmm. and this is the correct way. We are in Iraq or in Afghanistan now. Maybe Jamal also he mm-hmm. will explain to us, you know, or somewhere in Middle East. Every day, you know, we watched or we watching this videos, you know. For you know, ISIS, you know,
from they, national TV channel.
Of course,
you
not,
mean
it's not
from all the TV.
It's not official.
Yeah.
For the government.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, you know, we see in some channel, you know, or on YouTube, mm-hmm. you know, ISIS in Iraq, you know, they killed around 2,000, you know. Student for it's like military mm-hmm. Factory, you know, mm-hmm. they killed them, you know, mm-hmm. and they make it video for that, mm-hmm. and we watched that several times. Can you imagine? You know, this is how it's like give you like really negative energy, you know, mm-hmm. and this like make you fall down.
Mm-hmm.
And also for another people, you know, they give them it's like something is like not normal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, the people they go to do something, you know. You can't like make some justification for that.
Yeah, we know about that. There is a lot of schools also, ISIS schools, you know.
Yeah.
And I think the children there are hypnotized, something
yeah,
like
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
And
you know, the problem, if you want to ask me what's the problem in the Middle East, I think the problem is not about ISIS now, what they do in Middle East. Of course, this is a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, the problem after that, you know, After that, how can we handle the situation, you know, exactly with child?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe for just a few minutes, mm-hmm. I want to give some maybe something like a little bit about your question about this difference between Iraq
yeah,
and
please.
And
yeah.
Iraq.
It's very interesting.
You know, some people they don't understand what is different between Muslim countries or maybe it's like Muslim community
mm-hmm.
and Arabic country, you know? This is like really very, very, very different for the people, you know? So Iran, you know, Iran, this like is very different about the Iraq or Syrian or Saudi Arabia or another country. Because, you know, we are like Arabic countries, mm-hmm. you know, Arabic culture,
mm-hmm.
you know? And we have it's like the same language, the same culture, whatever. And we are also Muslims. Iran, this like
Afghanistan and Tajikistan.
Yeah, you know, Iran, Afghanistan, Tajikistan. you know, it's like they have different culture, you know, but of course we have something sharing with them, mm-hmm. you know, but the community, they are Muslim, but they have different language, you know, okay. they Farsi and Dari and something okay. else, and they have different culture, and okay. they have also a different system, you know,
yeah.
and also I think it's like a different lifestyle.
Okay.
So also if we speak about Indonesia, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
This is also something different about both.
Yeah.
So the Arabic country, you know, we are Middle East, but we have also some countries like Turkey, mm-hmm. Iran, Afghanistan. You know, they like they have different culture, different.
Yeah.
We have also Kurdish people, you know, they yeah. in Iraq and Syria mm-hmm. and Turkey. They are Muslim, you know, mm-hmm. and they are included our country.
Okay.
But they have a different culture, you know.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
have a different language. They have a different.
I think so, it's okay. It's
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
but
in
but
Georgia
this,
also
is,
there is a so many different nationalities also.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, but I yeah. mean this was really I think this was like a good question because the people also they don't know what
yeah,
is different.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, I mean.
yeah. Now you said for everyone, yeah. there's a lot of differences.
I just with this question, I just wanted to tell that I think that it is also a big problem from mass media, world mass media propaganda, because there is a lot of Christians that are doing bad things, and there is also terrorists, you know.
And Burma.
Yeah, and it's not. It is a wrong to tell everyone that it's just yeah. Muslims or something like this. I think that it's just something like cliche also,
yeah.
you know.
But so, I want to say something yeah. and we can, after that, we can hear music that terrorists doesn't have a religion.
Yeah, you're
yeah.
right.
Yeah, yeah.
100%. Yeah,
yeah. yeah.
They're
of course.
Just doing for
the
their benefits.
Something different,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is very wrong to
but
say
I
this.
Hope, but yeah. I hope, Hamid, that, I mean, your prognosis was not so hopefully, I mean, about when they comes end from ISIS.
Yeah.
I think that in 5 years, no. I think that in 1 month
yeah.
there is
yeah.
it will be no ISIS
yeah.
in the world.
last sentence maybe I think I told you it's like already I don't speak about the that's like reality situation now, you know. Yeah, I think I spoke about what is after
yeah,
ISIS,
I understand
you know.
You, yeah.
So
wish.
Now, yeah, now
but
I
we
think
wish all
yeah.
the best
we wish that,
yeah.
For
every,
our little world.
Yeah.
We wish that our this beautiful earth
yeah.
become full of peace.
Yeah.
yeah.
Tonight we sleep. At the morning, everything will be changed.
Yeah.
And everyone
yeah.
Yeah.
become so
I
peaceful.
Hope.
Yeah. yeah.
I hope.
So
yeah.
I think now we go to listen
music.
For music, and
we
after
will...
that.
What can I do? I'm helpless. Why didn't you let me die? Get it over with.
There's no way to talk. You're alive, and you'd better make the most of it.
I'm destitute, ill.
Listen. I don't know what's wrong with you. But if you're ill, you should do something about it. It isn't hopeless.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Welcome to the FM 105.9 Radio Freirad and our show Voice of Peace. Welcome you back. And so, Sophia, my question was like this. I want to ask it again from Amit. That
yeah, it's
yeah.
Yeah, it was very interesting question. Yeah. Also, of course, yeah. But you know, I just thought that we must talk about the news of London today, and then was starting talking with Hamid, but he's as always he loves to speak, and me too also.
Okay, so guys, let's hear about Hamid, about the lovely, beautiful Iraq.
Yeah, and you know, it's very interesting. Is in Iraq also a big tourism and. What can you tell you about Iraq as a tourist land?
Yeah, I think maybe it's like this is a good topic to finish the our show, you know, a little bit light.
Positive, yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, maybe now it's like so many people, they don't imagine, you know, until now we have like people, you know, from different countries, they come to visit Iraq, you know, mm-hmm. it's like for our culture or for something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know, but now it's like a little bit, it's like not really this is clear or this is appears to the people because about the situation in Iraq.
Yeah.
You know, it's a very hard situation. Mm-hmm. But in Iraq, you know, maybe if I it's like tell you something, you know, and after that, can you imagine how it's like this really great country, at least from my vision, you know, mm-hmm. In Iraq, you know, Iraq, the first country, you know, or the country, the first people, you know, they start writing mm-hmm. and speaking. Mm-hmm. I mean, writing is like a regular mm-hmm. Write, you know, this is in Iraq, in mm-hmm. Babylon. You know, mm-hmm. and we have like really very old civilization,
uh-huh.
you know, because I have been in Berlin, you know, I have been in Berlin last month,
uh-huh.
you know, and they have like a museum there, you know, they have it Ishtar entrance, mm-hmm. you know, and they have it's like Hammurabi list, you know, for law. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is the old and the first law in the world.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
he put it everything inside, you know, for how can you organize the life, you know. It's like the system of court or of law now in our countries.
And something I want to say that, Hamid, that from Afghanistan, we have like Shia and Sunni.
Yeah.
And our Shia peoples, they are traveling a lot to Iraq.
Yeah. In Iraq, we have also, you know, Shia and Sunni and also Christian, you know, and something also from different, it's like religion. But in Iraq, you know, it's like so many Shiite, they come to Iraq, yeah, you know, to visit Karbala, you know, because we have like, you know, the cousin of Prophet Muhammad, the Prophet of Islam,
yeah.
you know, the cousin of him, Al-Imam Ali,
yeah,
you know,
Imam Ali.
He in Al-Najaf al-Ashraf,
yeah.
you know. And his sons, you know, Al-Hussein and Al-Abbas,
yeah.
you know, and his daughter also, you know, Zainab, alayhim salam, you know, they are in Karbala.
In Karbala.
And okay. you know about this is, what is the story, you know, this like really yeah. very, very sadness story.
But one day we can talk about this because the season is also coming, yeah. Muharram.
I think we can make like a special show sure. about it, you know,
yeah.
and speak about it because it's also important to the people they know,
you know, it's like
yeah, and it's not about Shia and Sunni, but I think to know about it's like how great the Islam, you know,
yeah.
the Islam is not just side from terrorists.
Of course,
or something else, you know,
but
also we have like you know the positive side,
yeah.
you know. We have like very old and very interesting culture, you know, we have something else. And I think, at least to me, I try to do to explain that to the people here. But about Iraq, because
you know,
I can give
about you were talking right now about Muslim, I mean Islam,
yeah.
And I just want to tell you that Christian religion is also not perfect. And in 16th or 15th century,
yeah.
lot of Christians yeah. They are. Burn peoples that have no Christian religion, and it was you know, it
yeah.
is a very very difficult. There yeah. is a no perfect
yeah.
and right religion. Religion must be in our hearts, and
yeah.
we must
of
be
course.
Good.
Of course, yeah. You know, in Iraq we have like the official language, the Arabic.
Yeah.
And the second language, Iraqian language. no, we speak already. We speaking Arabic, and the second language, the English.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's like a really very interesting point. You know, we haven't like a French culture. You know,
mm-hmm.
or we haven't like something. But I think it's like many people. You know, they like it. The French language, you know, and some people they try to learn that, you know, and in my country also, you know, we are I think we have like also like high level with education,
mm-hmm.
you know, because and we are the second country in oil. You know,
mm-hmm. yeah, you have a lot.
Yeah,
of oil.
Yeah,
I,
yeah, you know about.
I'm
it.
Sure that you have a really big course in the
yeah,
area.
But our question was, why is Iraq so interesting for tourists?
Yeah. He said
because
that
of,
it needs
because
time.
Of
I told you.
That.
I told you.
Old architecture and old
yeah,
history
yeah, yeah.
and culture.
I told you already, you know, we have like old
yeah.
Civilization,
yeah.
you know, we have like something for religion. This is interesting
yeah.
for other people.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think like we are like beautiful country, but
yeah,
but you know, but except, you know, this is like we have like 55 degree without oceans. You know, this is really horrible. Yeah.
55.
Yeah.
Desert.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. So I think we are the end of our show. Sophia, what do you want to say at the end?
Yeah. I mean, so bye-bye. And we will hear us next week. And... You can
yeah.
reach.
You can find us next week on Facebook, on Voice of Peace. On also, that was nice to talk again with dear colleagues, Sophia and
yeah.
Hamid. So, guys, wish you a very happy weekend and
yeah.
all the best.
Yeah.
And
all the best.
Best
yeah.
of wishes for you guys.
And I think, I hope the show was like interesting for the people,
for the
listeners,
for,
you know.
Also for our technique.
And goodbye and see you. Next Friday.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.
Stimme des Friedens.
Sautus Selam.
Голос мира.
Barış Sesi.
Voice of Peace.
Shvido Bishma.
Bapa Oren Ani.
Wadube.
Mons de la Paz.
Skavara Mafianti.
Topa Jack Hunger.
Stimme des Friedens.
Sautus Selam.
Голос мира.
Barış.